This spring, KUOW's Region of Boom team has been traveling down Highway 99.
Highway 99.
The Alaskan Way Tunnel.
Aurora Avenue.
It's the mother road of interstate transportation on the West Coast.
We started in Shoreline, and this week we arrive in Tukwila, just north of SeaTac Airport. Like other parts of 99, the highway through Tukwila was looking old and ragged a few years ago. But it's starting to turn around. That's thanks in part to something the city did, something nobody had ever done before. KUOW's Joshua McNichols explains.
It started with street trees. Tukwila wanted to plant some street trees along the highway to slow down traffic and beautify the area. But the state said no. Trees, it turned out, were not safe. Not as safe as lampposts. Pam Carter was a Tukwila City Council member at the time.
Poles like the light poles are made to break when a car hits them. They fall over, and trees don't.
They wouldn't have let you plant trees on a state highway?
No, because it's supposed to be a highway. And cars, if they ran off the highway, they'd run into these trees and might get hurt.
Trees are considerably less dangerous if you don't hit them very hard. That is, if you're driving slowly. But Carter says the state also rejected Tukwila's request to lower the speed limit.
Traffic was, 50 miles an hour along here, and that made it unpleasant for pedestrians.
It's not that the state wouldn't listen at all to Tukwila's concerns. It's just that they had this process you had to go through, and Tukwila was impatient for change. Then somebody at the city came up with a dramatic idea. Tukwila could steal part of 99 from the state.
I remember them coming to the council with this idea, and all of us going, really? We could do that? How?
Okay, it's not really fair to call it stealing. I mean, first, Tukwila tried asking nicely, but officials at the Washington State Transportation Department said no. State Route 99 was too important to break into pieces. So, Tukwila went over their heads and appealed to their state representative in Olympia, Zach Hudgens.
So I was a newly elected official. This is going back a number of years now.
It was 2003, and Hudgens was eager to please his new constituents.
And the city of Tukwila said, will you help us out with this issue? And they said, we'd like to take over this piece of road. And I said, that seems strange, but okay, I'll give it a try.
His try succeeded. The legislation passed unanimously, and a 2.5-mile segment of Highway 99 now belonged to Tukwila, along with the associated maintenance costs.
When it passed, do you remember how you felt?
Very surprised that it was actually successful.
Tukwila swooped in with shovels and street trees. A Buddhist group donated some.
And they were not put in until after we took ownership of this roadway.
Next, they brought down the speed limit a little and put in some crossing signals. Now it's called Tukwila International Boulevard, and it has wide sidewalks and buried power lines.
We control this. We can decide, and we're talking now about...
In the future, Tukwila might cut down the number of highway lanes to make space for bike lanes and parallel parking. Zach Hudgens is happy with what Tukwila has done with the road.
There's starting to be a real change.
But he's had second thoughts about how it all went down.
Maybe we should have figured out a win-win solution instead of simply giving the road to Tukwila. Communities change, mayors change, councils change, and the road will still have to be there.
Being in government a while has taught him what the state may have been trying to protect when it first fought Tukwila's takeover.
It makes it very difficult to put together a statewide highway system if you're pulling pieces out of it.
But Hudgens says just the threat that other cities might do what Tukwila did helps keep the state accountable. The state's highways belong to the people of Washington. And if the people get impatient, they might just steal their roads back. In Tukwila, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.